Why is the baptism of the Spirit important? It's important because it activates all the ministries of the Holy Ghost in your life. The convicting ministry of the Holy Ghost, which is for all men. The reason you and I got born again is because the Holy Ghost convicted us. If he didn't convict us, we will not see a reason why we should be born again. See, the people out there living in sin and who don't care about Jesus, they think they are wise. You are the one looking at an atheist and say, oh, the man is looking at you and he thinks you are brainwashed. He thinks you are a religious bigot. He's wondering why you are so foolish, deceiving yourself. Meanwhile, he's the one who doesn't have understanding. But until the Holy Ghost convicts him, he will not see the need for Jesus. But the danger of not being convicted is that eternity must convict all of us. See, all of us, we know the truth. The difference is that some of us, we know it here. Others, we know it in eternity. If you know it here, it will save you from hell. If you know it in eternity, it will welcome you to hell. And that's why we go out. Find a man who doesn't pray. He can be shouting about hell, shouting about repentance. People will be chewing bubble gum. Ah, that's a great service. Because he's talking gnosis. He's talking from his brain. You know, some people come and they are sweating. Suit is wet. If you don't repent, you will go to hell. Some even carry megaphone and they stand in the market. Before you go there, have conviction. It is important for us to go everywhere. And I salute everybody who go to city centers. It's common in Europe, because in Europe, it's difficult to confront anybody. If you meet anybody, they will sue you. So it's better to go and stand where they are and be shouting and bombard them. And so I'm saying, as beautiful as that is, make sure you pray first. Let there be conviction in your spirit. Because if you shout, you will be encouraged that you have done the work of God, but you may not be profitable. So the joy is not that we have done the work. The joy is that we are profitable. Jesus said that if you are my disciples, he said you will bring fruit and your fruit will abide. So it's not just I did the job. What is the fruit? So in order for you not to be barren in your evangelizing enterprise, pray. And if it's possible, pray more than you preach. If you want to preach for 1 hour, make sure you have enough time of prayer. If you can't pray for 1 hour, you don't have 1 hour message. Your message may be for 3 minutes. The rest is philosophy. And those who are discerning, they will know. The first 10 minutes, you will be on fire. After a while, you will descend, because you can't stay up there. It's difficult. It takes building up yourself upon your most holy faith to come up. To stay up there, you must be carried there. So please, as important as evangelism is, intercession is more important. Pray before you preach, because it is in that ministry of the Spirit that is activated through tongues and prayers, either in your understanding or tongues, that engenders conviction. Right? The second ministry of the Holy Ghost, I told you, is revelational ministry. When you pray, he reveals things to you. In Jeremiah 33 verse 10, he said, "Ask of me, I will answer." And he said, "I will show you." Many Christians are not seeing anything. The only thing they are seeing is the frown on the faces of their bosses. So they are trying to please their bosses. The frustrations of life, that's what they are seeing. But there are many other people who are seeing from a superior realm. And so although the fig tree might not blossom, the labor of the olive might fail, there may be no herd, no sheep, no donkey, no cattle in the store. Yet he will rejoice in the Lord, because he knows that God is his salvation. For you to see at that level, you must pray. Because the devil will show you many things that will discourage you. You are walking, you see somebody gossiping you. You hear somebody pulling you down. You are hearing news that in your work, in your office, they are planning to remove you. All the news around you are bad. The reason you will keep your joy is because you are seeing beyond the earthly news. And so when you find Christians who suffer depression, frustration and pain, it's because they are not seeing. He said, "Ask of me." I don't only answer prayer. I also use prayer as a route to show. And so the revelational ministry of the Holy Spirit, amongst other things, is activated as you engage in prayer and prayer in the Spirit. When you pray in tongues, you see more. Number three, the transformational ministry of the Holy Spirit. Part of the things God shows you is to change you, is to transform you, is to transfigure you. And so when you find people who don't pray enough, because there are many errors you have that people may not be able to tell you, especially those of us who don't have accountability cycles. You need to have a spiritual authority that can rebuke you. You have a father and then you have 10,000 mentors. There's nothing wrong with it. In the multitude of counsel, there is safety. So you need accountability group that will threat, that will correct you, warn you, and they don't care about your face. In fact, I know I have some people in my life who don't, they don't have the time to call me apostle. They will look at you and say, Michael, how are you? You say, fine, sir. If they call you apostle, would you refuse? Michael, how are you? I say, yeah, sir, I'm fine, sir. I saw this, stop it. If you like, be angry. In fact, if you're angry, they won't talk to you again because it's an honor for them to talk to you. That's what helps you. And then if you have such people, still have other friends that you know can tell you the truth. Because they are at that spiritual level and they love you enough not to keep quiet when you are erring. So they will tell you the truth. It will help you a great deal. But you see, sometimes, even those people, they don't see some things. And so you see many people who are connected to the right people, but their life is in so much error. Because sometimes these people are not seeing everything. When you go to the place of prayer, the Holy Ghost will see everything. He's the one to tell you that you are keeping malice and you are easily offended. Stop so that you can go far. And if you don't stop, you will come for 1 month. He will say, you are keeping malice and you are easily offended. Stop so that you can go far. Because that's where your journey with him will stop until you move. Because he's already moving. If you don't move, you won't move. And so he said, if you bring your offering to the altar, drop it, go and make peace. I don't care about the offering as much as I care about you. And just in case the spiritual authority over your life is afraid of you, this one won't fear you. Because there are some people that, because they give seed to authorities, the authorities are careful. So even when they need to tell them about heavy matters, they quote it in so much diplomacy that the weight of the matter goes down. How can somebody fornicate? You are telling him, you know, this life, the temptation is hard, so please be careful next time. Really? That person will go to hell. You need somebody that will tell you, my what? What? For the next 6 months, do this, do that, do that. And he will chastise you until your heart, your soul crushes. Whether you give money or you don't give, he doesn't care. He will tell you. And in case you don't have such, the Holy Ghost is not afraid of your face. He created your face. He knows all the dimensions of your face. If you like, squeeze it. If you like, smile. He will tell you the way it is. You are a thief. Stop stealing. You are a liar. Stop lying. You are lustful. Stop it. You can quote that from your spiritual authority, but not the Holy Ghost. He judges the intents of the heart. But you see, for this kind of ministry to become very strong, you need to pray in tongues. Because it's not your prayer that makes him talk, but it will make you sensitive. So the transformational ministry of the Holy Ghost is stronger in your life when you pray in the Spirit.
Thank you for watching this video. We trust you have been tremendously blessed. To get more messages by Apostle Michael Oropo, kindly join our Telegram channel by following the link on your screen. Your life will never remain the same. God bless you.